Thoughts on the Psalms. Psalm 109, verses 21, and then 26 to 31. 21, 26 to 31. But God. Now, this is a difficult psalm. It's been a difficult psalm to give these thoughts on. But we come to this final point. Here is David. He's surrounded by enemies. He's afflicted. He's being accused. He's being maligned and all the rest of it. And we've had some difficult passages to deal with in Psalm 109. But at the end, we come to this. In his poverty, in his need, in his affliction, in his enemies, where does this man turn? Where does this spiritual man go? He's not perfect. He's a sinner himself. But where does he go? But you, O Sovereign Lord, verse 21. But you, but God. What a wonderful thing. It's a new covenant phrase. But now, it's a very wonderful phrase. Lloyd-Jones said it was probably the most important phrase in Scripture. But now, you see it in the New Testament, the New Covenant. But you, O Sovereign Lord, I have these enemies, O Lord, but you. I have these accusers. I'm maligned. I'm hated. I'm despised. But you, O Sovereign Lord, deal well with me for your name's sake. Out of the goodness of your love, deliver me. Was that a statement? You do deal well with me for your name's sake? Or is it a prayer? Which is it? He speaks of God's love. Verse 21. The goodness of your love. He speaks of God's name. He speaks of God's help. Verse 26. Help me, O Lord my God. Save me in accordance with your love. Here is his love again. God's deliverance. God's mercy to David. Let them know, verse 27, that it is your hand that you, O Lord, have done it. He wants God to be glorified in his deliverance. It's in confounding his enemies by the name of the Lord, by the power and the intervention of God, and God's overcoming grace. They may curse, verse 28, but you will bless. Again, that word but. When they attack, they will be put to shame. But again, your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be clothed with disgrace and wrapped in shame as in a cloak. Victory is his by looking to the Lord. And this all leads, verse 30, to the praise and extolling of God. With my mouth I will greatly extol the Lord. In the great throng I will praise him. He speaks of God's praise, testimony for God. For he stands at the right hand of the needy. When I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. My heart is wounded within me. My knees give way. I am skin and bones. I have no strength left, but God will help me. He stands at the right hand of the needy one to save his life from those who condemn him. The principle is there. And we could take it home, brother, of old covenant or new, brother or sister. For he stands, God stands at the right hand of the needy one to save his life from those who condemn him. Is this not a lesson for us, brother and sister, individually? Is it not something for us to take home with us now? Take into our hearts that God is our help. May we turn to the Lord in our troubles. May we trust in him. May we look to him. Whether old covenant or new, individually or corporately, as churches, may it be. This is the answer for us. The exaltation of God, even in our sufferings, by our looking to him and our trusting in his power. But God. And unbeliever, that's a very wonderful phrase. But God. You have no hope. You have no power. You cannot save yourself. The devil will tell you you can, but you can't. But God can. But God. The answer to it all is but God. Flee to Christ and prove the but God in Christ to save you from your sins.